The Gemara in the bottom, Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Zok the Gemara by the two dots. Omer Rav Yehuda Shloisha Tzrichin Shimur. Three people need a special protection. Ve'eluhein Choyla. Choyla needs special Shimur. Zok Rashi Shuhu Ramazoloi. He had a bad luck. Lefika Chashed Misgaraboy. And likewise, Chosin Vikala. Chosin Kala also. Zog Rashi, what's Chosin Mikala? They don't have bad luck, they have good luck. Teretz is, Zog Rashi, Mikin Osem is Garabahem. Because of the Kina, so the shade is Mizgarabahem. It's Kina because of the Toiv that's taking place with them. The Masisatana, Choyla, Chaya, Chosin Mikala. Chaya also. Because Chaya also, that was Yoldo. Vyesho Mimath Ovel. Also an Ovel. Ovel has a Hura Mazoloi. So Mele, you have to be careful. They need a Shimur. So some of them need a shimur because they huga mazolam, and some need a shimur because fakir, there was toiv that took place to them, so there's a kinna against them. V'yeshem af tamid chom belaylo. Tamid chom belaylo also needs a shimur. Zogti gemorav om rav yudah, shloshet dvorim, hamarich behen, if someone is marich too long in them. What's the din? Marich in yomav v'shnoisov. Fakir, it's three things. If you marich them, it's good. Marich in yom v'shnois shalodom. What are those three things? Hamarich b'tfila osoi. Someone's marich b'tfila. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to say, it doesn't mean he's marich and he expects to be answered. It means his marich is ma'ayin b'kavona, not expecting to be answered. V'amarich ha'shulchonoi, someone who extends his suda. Zot Rashi, because like this, aniyim have a time, have an ability to come and be mispanis on his shulchan. So he's marich b'shulchonoi. Suda's not over, the suda's still going on, aniyim can join. V'amarich b'besakisei, it's a refuah for tachtoniyohis. So Kivega right away says, Ein le'el mem zayin v'tzorchi in cotton. Over there the Gemara says, Kol ha'marich ba'omein marich lo yom v'shnoisov. So why is that not mentioned over here? So the Mashon Chidush HaGod says, maybe that's nichlal in marich b'tfilosoi. Marich b'tfilosoi, who adin it's nichlal adin of marich ba'omein. Zog the Gemara, v'marich b'tfilosoi al yusri, it's a good thing to be marich b'tfilosoi. V'omer rabchi ba'rabam rabbi yoichanon daf nun helmet aleph. Kol ha'marich b'tfilosoi ma'ayin bo. By the way, the Gemara says, ma'ayin bo zog Rashi, that I damned with kavana. Why is Hashem not answering me? That's the chisar and taka. But Akaparim Gemara asks as a stira. Because bakosh is not answered, he gets a heartache, gets high blood pressure. Techalas is loshon of vayichal. Tefila is memoishcha memachlas leiv. V'om Rabbi Yitzchok shloishet v'om askirim avnois shel adam. Three things bring about the avoidness of the Odom because he had to be milamala. They're saying, you're so sure of yourself. You have schusim, so let's see how many schusim you have. What are those three things that you're so sure of yourself? Ve'eluen, kil notui. Someone walks by a wall that's about to fall. Or any mokim sakona. Ve'iun tefillah. Someone's ma'ayim betfillah, meaning that he wants his tefillah to be answered. Say, you want it to be answered? You're so sure of yourself it should be answered? Let's look at your schusim. U'moisa din al chaver l'shamayim. Someone who davens for someone else's downfall. He's so sure about his own schusim, he says, yena person, the Eibusha should nenash. So then they look at him and see what he's all about. Zog di Gemara. So the Gemara is back to the Kasha. Kol ha'mach b'tfilos ha'mayim bo is sofer b'day cave. And before we said, ma'ich li'yomer v'shnoisov, Zog di Gemara, this obvious teretz, look ma'loi Kasha. Hod ha'mayim bo, hod lo ma'ayim bo, depends. If you ma'ayim that you want to be answered, why am I not being answered? So then taka it's cave lave. If not, then it's ma'richin li'yomov. Zog di Gemara v'hechi ovid, what's the case of ma'ayim bo? The mofish b'rachmi. Your mofish b'rachmi and expect to be answered. V'amarech ha'shukhonoi, what's the reason it's a good thing? Dilma osa anya v'yorev lehi. If you extend your su'udah, so then you have an ability to be able to give achnosas orchim ta'aniyim. Zog Gemara d'chsev, ha'mizbeach eitz sholesh amas gavoya. Uksev, v'aydaber elai zeh ha'shulchan ha'shafnei Hashem. So it starts with the pasuk with mizbeach and it finishes off with the shulchan. Pasach b'mizbeach v'siyim b'shulchan. So we see that your shulchan, you can make it like a mizbeach. Zog the Gemara, the shulchan is mechaper, the achnasas orchim, the matnas aniyim that you do with the shulchan, that is mechaper on the person instead of the mizbeach that we don't have today. It's a good thing to be marching the beis hakiseh. V'tanya, asochet v'olam v'im, it's odom li'de tachtonios. 10 things bring about tachtonios, hemorrhoids. Ha'oichal alei kanim v'alei kfanim. The leaves of kanim and kvanim, velule lulovik kvanim, umorige behema. Zogt Rashi, kol bosa shebe behema she'en cholok, el ademe le moirig, it's not smooth, cholut she'en cholok, k'may achech v'aloshen, the outside of the tongue, a certain area which is not smooth, v'akeres apnimi u'beis ha'koises, these all things bring illnesses, tachtoniyos, v'shod v'shidro shel dag, or the spine of a dag, v'dag maliach or oversalted, she'en mavusha kol tzok, it's not totally cooked, v'ashoyse shimre yayin, he drinks shmorim of yayin, v'amakanech besid u'v'chazis, he's mekanech himself in Beis HaKisei with the sid and the chazis, v'amakanech betzroi shekinech b'chaveiroi, Baruch Hashem, we have to be so maketoiv to the Eibishter, we're living in a time we have tissues, we have toilet paper, amol, you have to be mekanech betzroi, so you have to make sure it's not tzroi shekinech b'chaveiroi, v'yesh oimim havatoyla atzim Beis HaKisei, someone who, they wouldn't know, you couldn't sit down, amol, Beis HaKisei, you have to be toilet yourself, so if you toilet yourself too long, that's also maybe the tachtonius. You have to stand in midair, sit in midair. Zok to Gemara, so Kaponim, we see Mach Beis Kisei is not good, and he is saying it is good. The Mach Beis Kisei is Mal Yusif. So one of them is Toila Atz Beis Kisei. Toila Atz Beis Kisei means you're Marich. What else does it mean? It means that you're sitting like that in midair. Zok to Gemara, so the Gemara gives that teretz. Zok to Gemara, Loi Kasha. Hold the marach v'toli. If you're marach and you toilet yourself, so then it's taka no good. But hold the marach v'loy toli, then it is good. If you toli, then you're stretching, then you are pushing, then you're going against teva, and then taka it's no good for tachtoni yoyis. Ki hold the omer lehi matrenusa l'Rabbi Yehuda. The matrenusa ayidin al gezok to Rabbi Yehudanin. B'Rabbi Loi ponecha doimim lemegadli chazerim. Your face looks like a Megal Chazem. Megal Chazem does very well financially. So his face is shining. You know, people that are doing very well financially, the big bankers, their faces are shining. So, Ponecha Dermel, Megal Chazem, Ulamal Veberibis. Very good incomes. Omalei, Hemnusa, Nein, Ichzog Ashvu, Hemnusa, Lididi, Tavayu, Asirin. Both are forbidden. This, maybe she was a Shiksa, she wasn't even a Yidina. Matanusa, a lady. So he told her, both of them, I swear, are forbidden. So I can't be. I'm not Malva Begibis. Oh, Megal Chazerim. Ela Eskim Ba'aba Beskise Ika Beish Puzoi Le Beish Medrisha. There are 24 Beis Akise for my abode until I go to the Beish Medrish. The Chiazilna Bedikta Nafshaya Bekulu. Whenever I go to the Beish Medrish, I check myself. I make sure I alleviate myself. So Mela, I make sure I'm always go to the Beish Kise when I have to. Zog de Gemara Va'om Rav Yudah Shloish Dvorim Mekatsim Yon Mishnoisim Shal Odom. Three things cause a person lo yaleinu to be miskatzer yom of shnoisov. Number one, mishnoisov sefter likos venikoyra. Amol, you read from the sefter when you got an aliyah. So today you get the aliyah without the reading. But kaponim, they give you to read from the sefter and you refuse. That's a bizoyin atayra. So then miskatzer yom of shnoisov. Someone to say every covered sefter you have to be careful not to refuse. So if someone's holding a sefter and simchas Torah, can't just give it away. Rabbi asked for it. Someone else wants it. Then you give it away. You don't stop give away the sefer Torah. Someone gets kosher brach in birchas hamazon. Ve'enu mevorech is also mekatz in the other mishnayos. The Gemara is going to explain to now. Ve'hamarik atzmo be'rabonos. Someone who on himself atzmo means without being appointed. He's marik atzmo be'rabonos. That's also mekatz in the other yom of mishnayos. Chassam Sofer says that what's it called? That okay, we'll see soon. Chassam Sofer le'rabbi rabonos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now the Gemara explains each one of them. Sefer Torah likros v'nikor d'chsiv ki hu chayecha v'orich yamecha. If the Sefer Torah is ki hu chayecha v'orich yamecha, so refusing it, the refusal of it, is mekatze yom v'shnoisev. It's the opposite. Koshel brach levorich v'nim b'vorich d'chsiv v'avorcha m'vorcheko. It's stated by Avraham Avinu, whoever blesses Klal Yisrael gets blessed. So when getting the koshel brach, you make the birchas balabayis. The oreach is mevorich balabayis. So if you have an opportunity to mevorich zera yishel Avraham, and you don't, so then you don't have the bracha. You don't have the bracha. So the opposite. So that's what mekatze yom v'shnoisev. Rashi says, "Hamavorch birchas hamazon mevorch lebalabais." So the Mishabura Taka says in Reish Aleph that even without a kosher bracha, you make a birchas balabais. The Magen Avraham is medayik; he says only by kosher bracha. Maybe from this Gemara, the Gemara says they give him a kosher bracha, ve'ena mevorch. Do you make the birchas balabais only with a kosher, or do you make it every time, even without a kosher? You make a birchas balabais, even without a mezumen. So the Mishnah Berurah says Reish Aleph you should, and that's the Gemara is Loshen Kois, but Akoponim it's Shayach Birchas Balabais in any oifen, and you don't want to be Mevatlit. Why did Yosef die before his brothers? He forced himself on them.
That was before he was king.
Correct. After he was king, then he was a melech. Then he was appointed, and then he was roy to be being srora over his brothers. But here we're talking about atzmai before that. So Itaka died first. It says Vayomaz Yosef v'chol echo v'chol adorahu. So Yosef died before his brothers because hinik atzme b'rabonos. Zog the Gemara. Others say the Goyin in Biuri Hagoda says manik atzme b'rabonos means that you don't want to work. The person doesn't want to work, sits back on his couch. That's manik atzme. Another taichin manik atzme b'rabonos. But the Loshna Gemara of Pasha is going on Srora, like we see by Yosef. But it's the Gemara says Dafka Manik Atzmoy, yourself on your own. But if you're appointed, that's different. Three need special rachmanes. Melech Toiv, in order to have a good king, in order to have a good president. A malchus is leiv melochim biyad Hashem. You need a special bracha for it. You need special rachmim. Shona Toiv, a good year. Chaloim Toiv, and a good dream. The Gemara enumerates each one. Melech toiv d'chsev. Pal gemayim leiv melech b'yad Hashem. So it's b'yad Hashem. Shona toiv d'chsev. Tomed eini Hashem alakecha bo. Legab eitz sol, it says. Mireisha shona v'dachsa shona. So we see Al-Kaponim legab eitz sol, who had in the whole world, that there's such a thing as shona toiv, dependent, that the Eibish is tomed eini Hashem alakecha bo. But we see you need rachmim for that. Chalom toiv d'chsev. V'tachlimeni. V'tachayeni. So v'tachlimeni. A good cholom. Betachayeni, so you have to mispal for a good cholam. You need rachmin for that. Omer Rabbi Yechon, the Shoshet Dvorah Machiz, Olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmoy. Three things, the Eibush himself is machiz on a person. Ve'eluein, rov, if there'll be hunger, soiva, if there'll be enough food, upanas toiv, if there'll be a good leader, rov d'chsiv kikor Hashem l'rov, it says Hashem called that rov. Soiva d'chsiv k'rotzi el adogon, v'hirbeitzi oisoi. Panas toiv d'chsiv. It says, v'aydab Hashem al-Moshe lemor, re'ei k'rotzi b'shem b'tzalel. I called on Bezalel. I'm the one who appointed him. So we see that the Eibishter is machiz a Kodesh Baruch is machiz himself a panis toiv. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, em amidim panis al tzibur elam ken imlochin betzibur. You can't have a panis on the tzibur unless you're nimlochin betzibur. The tzibur agrees, and this is what the Chassam Sofer I meant to say before. Chassam Sofer says in Shuvas in Chosh Mishpat Yutes that a rabbonus could only be appointed if there's a ritzui of roiv hakol. There has to be a ritzui. The call gets makes a vote. They want to have this rov. They appoint him. That has to be merutze to roiv hakol. That's a nimlochin betzibur. You have to be nimloch betzibur in order to be maimed the parnas. However, zok the Chassam Sofer, after rov is already a rov, then it's a chazoka. Then there's a schorer chazoka. Then you can't just vote him out. That's an American invention. There's no such thing in halacha. There's a chazoka rabonus that the person can't just. Then it's ready. Once he's a rov, there's a minui of a chazoka. Zok d'mor shenemar ru'u kor Hashem b'shem Bezalel. So we see Hashem called that b'shem Bezalel. Om laKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. Moshe hagan alecha Bezalel. Do you agree that Bezalel should be the one to build the Mishkan? Om laRabbeinu Shloim. So Moshe told the Eibishter, "Im lefonecha hagan, if it's good for you, lefonei lekolshkein. I for me, it's for sure good." Om aloi ava b'kein lech emelam. Go tell Kaisol. See if it's good for them. Holach v'omelam liYisrael. Hagan alecha Bezalel. Is Bezalel hagan for you to build the Mishkan? If it's good for the Eibishter, it's his choice. And you agree, Moshe Rabbeinu. Lefanenu lekolshkein, we have an opinion. Of course it's good for us. But we see al kaponim, the Eibishter said, be nimlach mi Yisrael, be nimlach in Kaisol, and see if they agree. Because a parnas has to be dafka when the tzibur is nimlach b'tzibur t'chilo. Omer Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Yonison, Bezalel, al shem chochmos eniko. He's named after his chochmos. Shenemar. The Eibusha told him, make a Mishkan first the abode, the Mishkan, and then Oroin, and then the Kalim, the Oroin, the Kalim. Holach Moshe v'hipech. Moshe Rabbeinu was mahapach v'omaloi. Ase Oroin, make the Oroin first, the Kalim, u'mishkan, and the Mishkan afterwards. Omala Moshe Rabbeinu, so Tzalel told Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you switching it? Without knowing that the Eibusha said it directly. Min hogeshal oilam adam bayna bayis. What do you do when you build a home? You don't buy furniture before you have the home. First you bayna bayis. V'achach machnes techa kelim, and then you put in the dining room table. V'ata oima asli olam v'kelim u'mishkan. A mishkan kelim shani oisa lechem achnisim. Where am I going to place the kelim? How could I have the kelim first? Shemakach omalach hakadosh baruch. Maybe the Eibishter told you that I should build the mishkan first. Asa mishkan ogan v'kelim omaloi. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're right. Shema betzel kelo yiso. You were betzel kelo, as if you were there when I was when Eibishter was mitzavah me. So that's betzalel betzel kelo v'yodato, and that's how you know. Now Rashi in Chumash says that the fact that it says in the pasuk, "Vayas ubetzalel also es kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe," and doesn't say ubetzalel also es kol asher tziva Moshe, so we see that he went bosa the tzivui of the Eibishter and not directly of the tzivui of Moshe, because in the pasukim it's not clear exactly what the tzivui was, what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Legabi the learning, legabi the making, but Rashi is medayiket from the etzim fact that it says Asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So he's mechiach that Moshe said the opposite. What is Moshe thinking? So some say that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying legabi the limud, not legabi the making. If the truth is, there is a little shverkat, because Chofei Kislev, he finished the kelim, and the mishkan was Chodesh Nissan. So it seems like the kelim were first. So it means that he put it under the Yerios. What were you saying? That what? Very good. Meaning that he wanted to test Bezalel to see if he would chap, that he switched in order to do if he's Bezalel Kel or not. I mean, he didn't stop switching. He switched in order to test. Zog the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yodeh Hoi Bezalel Tzarev Oysias Shenivu Ben Shemayim Ve'Oretz. He knew that Bezalel the Oysias where the Shemayim Ve'Oretz were created with. If you remember, Tosfos and Daf Nun Aleph said, what were those Oysias? Tosfos said it meant it was the Yud and Kei. Yud and Hei. Tosfos says that if a person is Mevorech HaKoyis Molei, he's Zoich L'Shnei Olomois. Shenema Yam V'Dorem Yorosho. It should have said Rosh. Why did it say Yorosho? The extra Yud and Hei. So he's Zoich L'Shnei Olomois, Olam Hazen and Olam Haba, because these worlds were created with these two letters. That's what I said before. So about him, he knew to be mitzarev to oisus shenim b'shemayim v'oretz. K'siv ocha v'yamala oisur ruach alikim b'chochma u'betvuna v'das. U'k'siv osam v'ashem Hashem b'chochma yosad eretz. So we see the lashon of chochma by the creation of the world. Koinen shemayim b'tvuna u'k'siv b'daitai tuhuma is nifku lashon of das. He had chochma and das. Om Rabbi Yechron. So we see that he knew to be mitzarev the oisus of the creation of the world. Now the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yechron. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisen chochma ela mi sheyesh b'chochma. The Eibishter gives chochma to someone who's a chocham. Doesn't stam give it to a tipish. Shenema, yoev chochma sole chakimin. Umenada le'yade bino. Shoma. Oh, shoma rav tachliva ba'amarove v'ami kamei de rabavo omalo atun mehosam asisen. You learned this from a posik in Daniel. Anon mehocham asinen. There's a posik in the Torah, it says. So the Eibishter gives chokhmah to a chacham lev, to someone who has chokhmah. Fregen the Bali Musa, if the person has chokhmah, the Eibishter doesn't have to give him chokhmah. Yoav chokhmah lechachmin, lechachimin, uvelev chacham lev nasati chokhmah. He's a chokham. What do you need chokhmah for? So Chaim Velozhin says it's going on Yir Shemayim. Belev chacham lev, you have to be a chacham lev, you have to be Yir Shemayim, nasati chokhmah. But Chaim Shtutz and Chaim Shulevitz says beautifully, he says that it doesn't say ubelev kol chacham nasati chokhmah. It says belev kol chacham lev. A chacham lev the Eibishter gives chokhmah. What's a chacham lev? Zok the Chaim Shtutz and explains to Chaim Shulevitz. Who is the chacham kol adam? Chacham kol adam or Shlomo HaMelech. What does it say by Shlomo HaMelech? By Shlomo HaMelech it says in the Pasuk, it says, "V'nosata la'avdecha lev shemeya lishbaites amcha." What did Shlomo HaMelech want chokhmah for? He wanted it in order to be mated with the klal lishbaites amcha. He understood that any ma'ale ruchnis that the Eibishter gives is not for oneself. It's in order to be lishbaites amcha, to help klal Yisrael, to do for the klal. And that's what Zok B'chaim Shlevitz, that's chacham lev. The Eibishter gives chokhmah to someone who understands and comprehends that chokhmah is not for yourself. It's chacham lev to understand that v'nosata la'avdecha lev l'shemea lishbet es amcha. It's in order to give to others. And Reb Chaim says even more than that. He says that and that's Taka Chacham Lev. They understood that the Chacham the Eibishter is giving is to do for the klal, to build the Mishkan. The Mishkan is for the klal. And Zok Reb Chaim Shlevitz even more than that. Even a Novi even Gdula, my Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Chet HaEgel, the Eibusha said, Leich reid migadluscha kishiches amcha. Gdula of Moshe Rabbeinu was not for himself, it was only for Klal Yisrael. Once Klal Yisrael was Yorad migadlusam, they were not worthy, so Mele Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't worthy. And he explains, even the Nevi'im were only got Nevu'ah, not because they were Roy, it's because Klal Yisrael was Roy. And he brings a raya from Boruch ben Neriah, who was a Talmud of Yirmiyah. The Medrash says that he said, Yeshua was Meshamesh Moshe Rabbeinu, became a Novi. Elish was Meshamesh Eliyahu Novi, became Shosel of Goach Elikim. I was Meshamesh Yirmiyah. Boruch ben Neriah claimed and tied it to the Eibishter, why am I not getting the Vua? So the Eibishter said, you're Roy, you're right, but the Klal Yisrael is not Roy. Im ein, etzoin ein Roya. So we see even the Vua is only if there's a recipient. As Zok Deb Chaim Shalev, it's any Maile Ruchni that a person has, any bracha that the Eibusha gives him, is not for yourself, it's to give to others. And that's the Chacham Lev. That is the Chacham Lev to understand that Nasati Chachma. Zok Deb Gemara, Omer Rav Chizda, Kol Chaloim Veloy Tovas. So Rashi explains, Kol Chaloim Veloy Tovas, Kol Chaloim is Yireh Odom. A person should be fearful of all dreams. But if he was a shore b'taynis, kol chaloyim is yireh odom. V'lo yireh, but he shouldn't see, me'oysan shu shore b'taynis, she'en etoiv. Tav is loshen taynis, meaning, all chaloyim is are good, but loy tovas, but not the ones that you are b'taynis. Chaloyim, the shore b'taynis, that already is no good. Kol chaloyim, v'loy tovas. Zog digmo vom rav chizda, chalma de lo mifshe kagalta. A dream that's not interpreted. Like an igeres, de lo mikalya. Zog drashi, shaloi petru kagalta mikalya, loi toi ve loi ra, hu she kol ha-chaloim is holken ha-cha pisren. It depends how you interpret it. Every dream is dependent if it's going to be good or bad, dependent on the interpretation. So, de lo mifshe kagalta, de lo makya, not the whole dream is all good and not all bad. Some is good, some is bad. Sometimes it's better to have a bad dream than a good dream. Why? Because then you do tshuva. Zog Rashi, shemevis odom de tshuva. If a person is sad after a bad dream, that's already the niskium of the bad dream. You're mekayim it through that already. A good dream, by being happy, it's already a kiyum of that good dream. Omer Rav Yosef, even Rav Yosef who was blind, even me when I'm happy, and it's hard for me to be happy because I don't see, and I'm not in the matzav of simcha as much as others, still even by me is simcha is mefachtelei. So the kiyum of the sadness is a kiyum of the ra, the kiyum of the simcha is a kiyum of the toiv. It's even more severe and harder than Malchus. Why? Because you're constantly worried. Here we see that being worried about something is not good for the health. It causes blood pressure, causes daiga. Daiga can kill a person. It's even worse than Malchus. The Eibusha made that we should be fearful of him. But that's Taka Daiga. The Eibusha wants Daiga to do tshuva. But Daiga itself, without doing tshuva, is not going to be for any use, and it's only going to cause a tzoga. That's in order that a person should do tshuva. Zok Gemara, Hanov Asher Itoy Chaloyim Yisape Chaloyim, Vasher Dibe Itoy Yidabe Divrei Emes. So there's a Novi Sheker, there's a Novi Emes. So it depends. Mala Teven Es Abar. What's the Sheikhs in the Pasuk between Teven and Bar? What is Bar? Bar is straw. What does straw have to do with Teven? Nu'um Hashem, V'chimayin Yen Bar V'Teven Etzel Chaloyim, El Omer Rabbi Yechon Meshum Hashim Ben Yechoy, K'shem She'ef Shal Bar B'Loy Teven, just like you can't have Bar with some Teven in it, Kach Ye'ef Shal Chaloyim B'Loy Dvorim B'Teilim, even a good chaloyim has somewhat dvorim b'teilim in it. Omer abrachya chaloyim afa bishem iktsos miskayim. Even if partially it's niskayim, kulo en miskayim. Menolam minolis from Yosef dichsiv. Vihini Hashemesh vayorech. Shemesh is referring to Yaakov. Yorech is referring to Rochel. Ve'acharis ha'kechovim is referring to the Shvatim. Zok gemon nun hermit beis. Vahi shaita im eloi haves. His chaloyim said that his mother is going to come down bow down to him. Yorech. Shemesh v'reach, his mother wasn't even around. She was nifteres already. So we see clearly over here that ein chaloim Beloy miktsos shein miskayim. So even the Yosef, the chaloyim was miskayim, but not the whole of it miskayim. Miktsos is not miskayim. We'll stop over here. The top of Nunhei Amud Beis.